Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us Challenge Edition podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta, and I am so excited about my guest today. It's someone who I've wanted on the podcast for a while now. I want to share a spoiler alert warning before I get started, because I know some of you may not be watching the minute that the Challenge All-Stars drops on Paramount Plus like I am. So if you haven't watched, go watch, hit pause on this, come back. This is your only warning, because we're not going to be holding back. You know that she would never. Trishelle, thank you so much for joining the podcast. I'm so excited.
Thank you for having me.
This season is so much fun. We already talked a little bit about it before we started recording. I want to start at the top of how you got involved. Did Mark Long call you? What was the process like?
Yes. Every once in a while, Mark Long and I will just shoot a text about something funny that happened like a long time ago. And then, so I wasn't surprised when I saw that he was texting me, and he was just like, hey, like, I'm trying to do this thing. And he told me about the concept of the show, OGs, a challenge. And I was like, that sounds fun. And he was like, really? Like, would you want to do it? I was like, yeah, if it's like all fun, older people, I would love to do it. I just don't want to go on another challenge and be called like grandma or anything like that. So I wanted more people that were like me. And so I was completely interested.
Were you hesitant at all? Like, were you nervous at all?
Well, yeah, obviously, because I was just like, okay, Mark, am I going to have to start like doing CrossFit? He's like, just be yourself. And so being myself is like, no, like, I don't do anything working out wise. Like, I used to, I just haven't in a long time. And yeah, I would say that's probably not a good idea if you're going to do a challenge.
I mean, the first episode we saw you saying, you know, I thought I was going to be enjoying drinks by the pool, and they threw you guys right in hard from the start.
Yeah. Like, my expectations were so different than what happened. It was crazy. And I think I was just, it was like my coping mechanism to like tell myself over and over, no, it's not going to be that bad. And then when I got there, it was so bad. When I saw TJ, I was terrified. He scares me every time I see him. And then he's like, this is a real challenge. I was like, no.
What was the vibe like this time versus a normal challenge? Because I feel like from what Marcus had said, it is a little bit different and a little bit more like laid back and relaxed, because you guys are all, you know, you've been doing this, you know what this is.
So the normal challenges, it's like, you can't even take a nap because it's just constant gameplay. It's exhausting, right? Like, all the kids, like, and I say the kids, like, not me, like the younger ones, they're just like, oh, like scheming all the time. It's like, you know, whispering here and whatever. And I'm not saying that this challenge didn't have that, it did. But I think that we know to separate like the game a little bit. Well, I say that, and then you saw the episode, which I did not do any of those things, but a little bit, we know how to have fun too. And so like the first night we were there, we did a big champagne toast, and Mark, you know, gave a speech. It was so fun. So yeah, we know how to party. The old school people know how to party.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you had theme parties again. I mean, a 90s party is amazing. Was the hangover much worse now that you guys are older?
Oh my God. Yes. It was horrible. Yeah, my hangovers last for like 2 days now. So I'm like out of commission. So that's hard on a challenge, because you're doing stuff every day. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's a little difficult.
Yeah. I feel like once you hit like 25, hangovers are no joke anymore. So it's like, it changes definitely. Yeah. One thing Ysela said during this week's episode was that everyone kind of reverted back to their 20s when they went into the house, and they kind of reverted back to like that old style of who their personalities were. Would you agree with that?
Well, for me, yeah, I did. I mean, I think some people kind of held their own, but for sure, whenever I was around all these people, it's like, these are people we used to do hosting spring break in Mexico with, and like just sharing rooms. I mean, I shared a bed with Katie Doyle in LA. I don't even like sharing a room with my husband right now. I mean, I hate sharing rooms and space. And so whenever you're in the challenge house, you're in that position where you feel like you're in your 20s again, because you're bunking with all these people. and everyone's loud. It's hard to sleep. It's just, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we have to discuss Katie, because we saw you guys kind of have a falling out. Where did you stand going into the house? Like, how close were you guys when you started?
So, we were very close. We were close for like a long time, but it's one of those friendships to me that it didn't matter how long I didn't talk to her. I mean, she was a bridesmaid at my wedding. We lived together multiple times and for years in Los Angeles. I was a bridesmaid in her wedding. It's one of those friendships that I always felt like when I say like, I have a handful of best friends that she was gonna, you know, she's included in that, even if we haven't talked in a long time.
Right.
So I always kind of felt that way. I thought whenever we were going in the situation that like, I'm like a ride or die friend. Like I have your back. That's it. Like end of story. I thought the same from her. And I felt like I wasn't getting that back, which was very hurtful, especially because I'm in the situation where I kind of felt out of my element and I needed something from back home. And like, she was my something from back home, if that makes sense.
Right. Absolutely. It's like that comfort. Cause you know, she's a real friend outside of the game.
Right.
Now it seemed like this like fight kind of began when after deliberation, she didn't come up to the room to tell you and you had to hear from Derek who was going to be going again.
Yeah. Like the last person I needed was Derek moseying in the room, just being like, hey, like looking around. I'm like, why are you here? He's like, the boys never came in our room. I'm like, why, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, so did you hear what? I'm like, no, what's going on? And so he tells me, and I was just like, how come Katie didn't tell me? I honestly wanted to cry right then and there. I was just having like a moment because it doesn't feel good when you're going into elimination. You feel, even though people didn't vote me in, even though I did it to myself because I was the first one out, you still feel bad about yourself, insecure, and you still feel like everyone hates you no matter what. So why
why didn't you pick who you wanted? Because it seems like after what happened with Ace, you could have had your pick.
Okay. Yeah. People wanted me to discuss a bunch of names. Right. And I was just like, okay, but it's like, I didn't feel like throwing out a bunch of names. Like, okay, Arissa, she's my girl. Like, I'm not going to go against her. Katie is my girl. I don't want to go against her. Ruthie at that time, I'm not sure where you guys, if this is a spoiler, so I won't say it. So I wasn't going to pick her. There were a couple people that I just didn't want to pick. I tried to tell the guys that I wanted Beth. I don't know if that they showed that or not. Mm-mm. Okay. Well, I tried to tell them that I wanted Beth and they were like, oh no, you don't want Beth. And I'm like, well, you asked me who I wanted. I told you. They weren't listening to me. And so I was like, forget it. And so, I just was like, you guys pick, because here's the thing. Whenever you are doing an elimination, you never know what it's going to be. It could be, you know, holding your breath underwater, which I would have done terribly. It could be something with bugs, which I would have kicked butt at. It could have been something climbing, which I think I would have like a little bit. Okay. You just don't know. So like for me, I'm just like, anybody's okay.
Right. Totally. And I feel like with this challenge specifically, everyone there, no matter if they're the weakest woman, are still really strong competitors. Like you don't want to go against any of those people. Like it's not a good, I feel like every single person there is a good competitor.
It's true. It's true. Everyone has different strengths. And then, whenever they decided on Kendall, I was just like, oh, great. You mean the girl who does yoga 8 hours a day? Like, I do not want to go against her, but okay. I mean, she's a tough competitor. She really is. And so, I thought my best bet would have been anything, just a straight puzzle. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that.
When you saw the elimination round, did you kind of, were you scared? Were you like, crap, I don't want this?
Yeah. I like immediately needed to pee. I was like, I can't, I need to pee. It was just awful. I think I told Cyrus, I was just like, Cyrus, like, this is not good. And he was just like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. And he's just like standing right near me, not even looking at me, just looking straight. And I'm like, this is my worst one. I've seen Not So Fast done two other times when I was on a challenge. And both times I was like, if there's any elimination, this is not mine, because it looks physically so exhausting. To me, it's not a strategy. To me, it's an endurance.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. How close were you guys? How close was the, like, was it a close, were you close to untying yourself as well? Because we didn't really get to see that in the edit.
I thought I was going to win. I did. Like, whenever I first, we did the first thing, I was just like, oh, like, I got this. Look at mine compared to hers. Hers is only one little thing. Then whenever I inspected the knot that she did, I was just like, what the hell? Like, she was like Gumby, like went through the smallest of holes. She was really good at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that challenge looks so hard to me. I don't know how anybody does it.
To me, I thought we were neck and neck in the first part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Katie actually got choked up during, when you got in the fight and you had called her a bitch. She said that she was hurt by that. Is it sad to hear that? Because it feels like, because you guys do have a good friendship outside of the house.
Yes, it's sad to hear that. I hate that. You know, I will always love Katie. I don't hate Katie. Like, that'll never happen ever. So yeah, it just sucked. That whole situation was pretty crappy, to be honest. I was spiraling before I got into the house just because I was so nervous. I was just nervous. And I kind of, when I saw everyone, I was like, oh, I thought that people were going to be a little bit less physically fit than they were. I was like, where are the people like me? Where are the, like, the skinny fats and like the plush people? Like, I didn't get much of that. So yeah.
During the elimination round, I think maybe it was Katie. I can't remember who it was, but someone said that it seems like Kendall wanted it more than you did. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that Kendall, she was very focused because she was just like, I want to do this for my kids. And, you know, she was just like, I want them to know that their mom is like a badass. And I think that's great. And I think that, because I'm not a parent, I don't know this. I think that whenever you have kids, you just have some like mom power. I think that's what Hisela has too. It's like mom power. Like, you can go in there and you can kill it. So I think really that's what she had going for her. And I think that she just was way more physically able to do it because she is an endurance person. And yeah. I used to be, but I'm not anymore.
Right. Totally. So are you and Katie at a good point now? Are you guys okay? Have you discussed, like, talked since the show? Cause you haven't talked it since.
We have not spoken. No.
Wow. Because she had said, like, maybe you guys just outgrew each other when you went home. Do you feel that maybe that's the case? Cause you did run over and hug her at the end.
Yeah, I think that we did outgrow each other. I think, I mean, how can I say this? Like, Katie has changed a lot in like great ways, by the way, like good ways. She's, you know, a mom and she's a wife and she just lives such a different life. I don't want to say I'm like still as crazy I was on my first show, but like my husband and I are, we kind of feel like we're in our early 30s instead of our early 40s. Like, mm-hmm. we travel, we have fun, we do brunch, we have friends. Like, we don't have kids yet. We're living our lives, you know? Yeah. And so I just think Katie and I are in two different places. Like, you know, if I invite her to New Orleans, I'm going to be like, let's go here and there and let's go party. And then, you know, if she invites me there, it's going to be like, I don't know, maybe I'll go to like a soccer game. I don't know. It's just, I can't even imagine. We're just different.
Right.
But I think that both of us are happy where we are.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't mean we can't be friends. We're just not going to be like as close as we used to be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I think anyone who has had friends 10 years ago, you don't always stay best friends with the same people. You grow up and people change. So
yeah, that's true.
It happens. It's a natural thing.
I think so.
I know that you and Jemmy are close, which I think is awesome because you guys recently talked about on social media about like being with each other in New Orleans. What was that like hanging out together? Because it seems like it's kind of like old school, new school coming together.
Yeah, it was so fun. First off, my husband loves Jemmy. He just thinks that she's just the best person ever. He just loves her. Yeah, I think he has like some sort of crush on her. But like, she came to our house one time and he was just like, she's great. Like, such a big personality. So fun. So we hang out here. We had a viewing party for our premiere. My husband rented out this cool venue in New Orleans, and all Jemmy's friends came and all my friends came and we all combined. Everyone got along. It was great. Yeah. And so I'm going to see her on Friday. We're going to do a little bit of day drinking. That's what we do.
I love it. I love it so much. I also want to ask, because you did tweet about this, You kind of went, some of the cast of the challenge kind of came for Lolo Jones because she has spoken out about the show. And kind of, you guys all, not even about the show, really, you guys all kind of came together saying, like, this is our family, leave us alone.
Isn't it weird how that happened?
It's kind of awesome that you guys came together like that.
Absolutely. And no one planned it. No one like talked about it or anything. It kind of just happened that way. So yeah, I saw her tweet and I was just like, and I was like, I don't like it. And so I was just like, yeah, I felt like she was just like, you know, disrespecting like our family. And I know that she's done a challenge, but there's like challenge people now. And then there's like family challenge people, like MTV people, Real World, Road Rules. Like those are my people like that I've known forever. And so I didn't like the way that she was kind of coming at us. And then I was just like, that's whatever, you're wrong. And then also I was having cocktails for Easter in Baton Rouge with my sister. My sister's like, oh, she lives like down the street. I was like, really? Let's roll up there. My sister's like, no, like we can't do that. It's Easter Sunday.
You're like, let's. She's like, let's not.
She's like, kill some crawfish. You're fine. So anyway, that's how it all started. And then I saw everyone else kind of talking. Hisella was on it.
Yeah.
So I like that. I like that everyone, it's sort of like, I can talk about my family, but you can't talk about my family.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So before we wrap, would you want to do more challenges? Would you only want to do All-Stars or would you go back to the normal challenge?
Oof, I don't think I would do a normal challenge. The people there are just not fun. They don't seem fun. They seem kind of nasty. Like they're not close. I would like to do one with like, you know, the all-star people, like OG kind of people. But also, Emily, I promise you, I will be in better shape if I come back. I will be stronger and better than I am now.
No, you're great TV. It's completely fine. And then who do you want to see if you do another All-Stars? Who would you want to come that couldn't come this time around?
Coral. I'm like, where was she? Coral. I loved. Well, actually, she and I butt heads a lot. I enjoy watching Coral on television. Like, I don't know if I would enjoy doing a show with her, but I would love to see her. Veronica, I love the old school Road Rules people like Tim Beggy, Adam Larson, Blair. I don't know if he'd ever do one, but yeah, there's just so many other people that I would like to see. Yeah.
Absolutely. Trishelle, thank you so much for joining.
I'm so
bummed that you are not on the show anymore, but I always love to talk to you. So anytime you want to come back, you are more than welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The Challenge All-Stars airs every Thursday on Paramount Plus. So a special thank you to Trishelle for coming on the podcast. I have wanted to chat with her about the show for some time, so I'm very excited that we finally got to make that happen. I wanted to answer one question before we go that was left on my iTunes reviews. Could have had two asked about if there's any way that you can watch the Challenge All-Stars without subscribing to Paramount Plus. Right now, there is not. Paramount Plus costs $6 a month for an ad-supported plan or premium for $10 a month. So that's the only place right now to watch All-Stars. And then the Challenge Double Agents also airs on Wednesday nights on MTV. So if you're looking for that, you can watch it on MTV or on MTV.com. As always, guys, thank you so much for listening and reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta. If you have questions or comments or you're dying to hear from someone, I would love to hear from you. Also, make sure to subscribe to the podcast to hear more exclusive interviews and content surrounding the challenge. And leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star rating. I would really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we'll be back next week.